Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 1. Through the Rabbit Hole. One summer afternoon, Alice was sitting on a riverbank listening to her sister read a book. She was beginning to get very tired of listening, because the hot day made her feel very sleepy, and her sister's book didn't have any pictures or conversations in it. "And what's the use of a book?" thought Alice, "without any pictures or conversations." Suddenly, just as Alice's eyes were beginning to close, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran past her. There was nothing very strange in that, nor did Alice think it was so unusual to hear the rabbit say to itself, "Oh dear! Oh dear! I will be late!" But when the rabbit took a watch out of its pocket and looked at it, and then hurried away, Alice jumped to her feet, for she suddenly realized that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a pocket or a watch to take out of it. Full of curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it go down a large rabbit hole. Alice followed the rabbit down the rabbit hole without thinking about how she was going to get out again. First, the rabbit hole went straight, like a tunnel, but then it suddenly went down, and Alice found herself falling through the air. Either the hole was very deep, or she fell very slowly, for she had enough time as she fell to look around. First, she tried to look down to see what was at the bottom, but it was too dark to see anything. Then, she looked at the walls next to her, and saw that they were filled with cupboards and bookshelves, with strange pictures and maps hanging next to them. "Well," thought Alice to herself, "after such a fall as this, I won't be afraid of falling downstairs. How brave they'll think I am at home. I won't complain, even if I fall off the top of a house." Down, down, down. Would the fall never come to an end? "I wonder how many miles I've fallen by this time," she said out loud. "I must be near the center of the earth by now." Down, down, down. The fall was so slow and gentle that Alice soon began to feel sleepy, and just as her eyes were beginning to close, bump, bump. Down she landed on a pile of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not hurt at all, and she jumped to her feet. Ahead of her was a long passage, and she could still see the white rabbit far ahead, hurrying down it. Alice ran fast as the wind, and was just in time to hear the rabbit say as he turned a corner, "Oh, my ears and whiskers! How it's getting late!" She was close behind the rabbit when she turned the corner, but suddenly she could no longer see it. Alice found herself in a long, low hall, which was lit up by a row of lamps from the ceiling. There were doors all along both walls, but they were all locked, and when Alice had been all the way down one side and up the other, trying to open every door, she walked sadly down the middle, wondering how she was going to get out again. Suddenly, she found a little three-legged table made of solid glass. There was nothing on it except a tiny golden key. Alice thought that it might belong to one of the doors of the hall, but sadly, either the locks were too large or the key was too small, for it would not open any of them. However, the second time around, she discovered a low curtain she had not noticed before, and behind it was a little door about 15 inches high. She tried the little golden key in the lock, and it fit. Alice opened the door and saw that it led into a beautiful garden full of bright flowers. But when she tried to go through the door, she discovered that it was too small, and she could not even get her head through it. She was only able to crouch down and look through it. "If only I could become smaller," thought Alice. Alice went back to the table, hoping she might find another key on it, or at least a book of rules explaining how to become smaller. But this time she found a little bottle on the table, which was certainly not here before, thought Alice. And around the neck of the bottle was a paper label with the words "Drink Me," beautifully printed on it in large letters. Alice was a very wise child, and knew that it was not a good idea to drink something without first seeing if it was marked poison. She had heard stories about children who had got burnt, or eaten up by wild beasts, or other unpleasant things, all because they would not remember the simple rules that their parents had taught them. However, this bottle was not marked poison, so Alice decided to taste it. It was very nice. It had a mixed flavour of cherry tart, pineapple, roast turkey, toffee, and hot buttered toast. And she had soon drunk the whole thing. "What a strange feeling," said Alice. "I must be shrinking." And so, in fact, she was. She was now only 10 inches high, and she became very happy when she realized that she was now the right size for going through the little door into the lovely garden. She was still holding the little golden key in her hand, and so she opened the door again and easily walked through it into the garden.